This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call line. You can talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And I hope to see you there. I'm going to be there. ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's going to be a ton of fun, and I'm looking forward to, I mean, especially after everything that's going on, I look forward to seeing everyone. It's June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground, as I said. There's no one in charge. It's decentralized. All you have to do is get your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. There's a fireworks show. Unless someone else is doing one, there won't be a live musical performance this year because I'm a bit busy to be working on a band. But it's going to be awesome anyway. Check it out. ForkFest.party is the unofficial website. You can connect with other attendees using the unofficial Telegram chat. You can find links to that at ForkFest.party. Check it out. It's going to be a good time. ForkFest.party. Are you planning to attend?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there the entire time.
Yeah. You pretty much ran a poker game.
We did, yeah. I dealt poker. I did really good in tips. It was just tips. So it was people would buy in, people bought in with silver, crypto, miscellaneous items. And
it was a very successful party tent. I imagine it will return this year.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know if I know that the tent we were in got sold to someone else, so I don't know if they'll run a poker game or not. But when we ran one right next to the fire one night down in the big field.
Awesome. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things to do at ForkFest. Last year, someone else also did astronomy guides at night.
I saw that. There was a hot tub, too.
There was a hot tub?
Uh-huh.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet it was. I spent most of my time last year doing the show, though, and that's going to be what I spend my time doing there this year. But I enjoy doing it. June the 28th through July the 4th. So, I don't know if people remember, but there were these things called crypto kitties at some point or something like that. I think that's what they were called. Yeah. They were Ethereum. I don't know what exactly they were, but they were a token on the Ethereum network. You could buy a digital kitty. I think you could fight them with one another.
Yep. And you could grow your kitty farm and you could breed cats and you could sell cats.
And it was stupidly expensive. Like, some of this stuff, like a hat for your cat costs like $200-$300. I mean, it was stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And people were buying it. People were loving it.
And they were bogging down the entire network with this thing.
Jesus.
It was bad for Ethereum?
No, it was good for Ethereum, but there was so much traffic on it that you couldn't do anything else with it.
It was just slow?
Uh-huh.
Wow. The thing about the CryptoKitties I didn't like, Ian just showed me them, like, a few months ago, is they just weren't very cute. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, these are so cute. They were really, like, cartoony, almost monster-y looking. If they were, like, cute, like, Nintendog style, that would be way better.
So you have a story about something similar that's happening today, or happening in the world today, rather.
Yes, but this time it's crypto horses. This from Sportico says, people are breeding digital horses and spending real money. Tamagotchi meets Churchill Downs.
That's not necessarily new. As you mentioned, Nintendogs allows people to basically spend money to, I don't know what you did in Nintendogs, play with dogs, I guess, digital dogs.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess you just buy the game one time, and it's like $15 or something, and then you just play with dogs. It's not the same as, like, with the kitties, like, people were paying to get, like, upgrades on their cats and stuff like that. But Nintendos weren't, like, connected to the internet. I don't think Nintendo DS's, so. This says Tamagotchi meets Churchill Downs in one of sports' newest crypto trends called Zed Run. And do you guys know what Tamagotchi is?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I had to explain this to Vincent yesterday. There were this little handheld thing, and it had like a black and white screen and only three buttons on it. And you had like a little monster thing called a Tamagotchi, and you took care of it and played games with it and stuff until it grew up. But that's another thing. It's like a $15 thing you buy one time, and then you can keep growing Tamagotchis on it.
They were tremendously annoying, if I remember correctly. I mean, they were fun at first, but...
Well, I was, like, a little kid when they came out, so they're really fun to me. I love Tamagotchis. They also have, like, a website. This says, Zed Run, the online game, which has generated hype and consternation in equal measure, allows for digital horse ownership, as well as just about anything you'd want to do with an online horse, like racing, trading, and, yes, breeding. Australia-based studio Virtually Human launched Zed in early 2019, selling 4,450 digital horses that year with an average price of about $30. It relied on NFT technology to establish proof of ownership and allow for secondary transactions on sites like OpenSea, the popular digital art and collectibles market. That's a thing that makes sense for an NFT to me, because you have ownership of a piece of art. That makes sense.
Isn't an NFT essentially just a way of putting a copyright on the blockchain?
I don't know enough about it, but one thing I don't understand is, like, you can own the NFT of a song, but anyone can still listen to the song whenever they want. But if it's, like, a digital piece of art, I don't know.
What does NFT stand for?
Non-fungible token. I don't know more about it beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about it, but they use it in this Zed game to, somebody owns the the NFT to a horse, then they own the horse, so that's how you know who owns it.
But the horse is digital, right?
Right. Yeah.
There's no actual
horse, and you're buying a digital horse, but now a horse, per my husband, is a black hole that you throw money into, so it could just be another black hole that you're throwing money into. It makes sense.
Well, I used to have a friend who had an account on DeviantArt, and she just drew horses, and people would pay her for them. Like, she'd put watermarks all over them so you couldn't just screenshot her horse.
But then they would get the physical artwork, right?
It was still digital. So I always thought that was weird. I thought this was going to be, like, the same thing, but this is more like a game where they can breed them and own them.
Do they charge you to do all of this stuff? Breed and own?
I'm sure they do.
Well, to buy them, you have to pay for them. It says Zed is now up to nearly 11,000 horses sold, with another 8,000 bred, spread across 3,600 so-called stables. Rare horses...
I have to ask here. Okay, you're about to tell me what rare horses cost?
Rare horses are now regularly selling for more than $15,000. One horse...
Holy... What is wrong with crypto enthusiasts, you morons?
This says one horse sold for for $1,200,000.
I understand cryptocurrency is up. It's going to the moon. But for God's sakes, people.
They have nothing else to do with their crypto. They're just going to spend it on digital horses.
I said that number wrong. It's $125,000. So one horse sold for that much money.
$120,000. That's real money. Well, it's USD, right?
Yeah.
I think it's in USD, but they did mention it being a crypto trend, so maybe we'll explain later, like, what cryptos you can use. We've had hockey stick growth the last 4 weeks, Virtually Human co-founder Chris Ebeling said. The world has taken notice. In Zed, horses are differentiated by a number of factors, with established breed types and bloodlines tracing back to horses Zed created as coveted Genesis racers.
Oh, dear Lord.
Their odds
it gets even more stupid.
More nerdy. Their odds of winning any given race are hidden to users, with their race history providing the best information on their assigned prowess, which can vary based on race length. In the future, Ebeling says other factors like weather conditions and track location could impact results as well. Multiple races are run every hour across 6 different classes based on horses' records and experience levels.
Okay, so they're buying... digital horses for $100,000. They're then breeding them and digitally raising them and then racing them against each other.
Yep, and it looks like on their site they have upcoming races, next to run. They have horses that are for sale. Everything listed out like you would think.
Now, are these races, like, animated, or is it they just randomly pick and tell you who won?
That would be interesting.
I don't know.
I feel like if I'm going to pay $100,000 for a stupid digital horse, the least you could do is give me an animation of it running.
It says that, like, here's next to run, a South African National Derby is $69.66, and it's live. So
this is to race in a digital
yep,
race.
That's it.
This says the races themselves are presented as a sort of Tronified version of virtual races diehard gamblers would be familiar with, but I'm not familiar with what that means.
So you'd see your virtual horse that you bought racing against other virtual horses.
What's Tronified?
I don't know. I've never seen Tron. What are your thoughts on this stupidity? Would you pay $100,000 for a digital horse? 603-283-6160.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Kitties to stupid digital horses, there's all kinds of stupid stuff that you can do with cryptocurrency. However, there are also good places involving cryptocurrency.
And I'm going to tell you about one, Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information, neatly organized to suit your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignoring this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a slick and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Now we're talking, and I can't stress this enough, about people who chose to spend $100,000-plus on a digital horse so that they could race it against other digital horses that other people paid $100,000 for.
That sounds accurate. And it also says that they could use their horses to stud out for other horses. So
that's right. They can breed them.
If I have a stud, Bonnie could say, Angie, I want to breed my stud with your, or my mare with your stud, and I would like to pay you $10,000 for our digital horse to have a digital baby.
Probably wouldn't happen, but I could say that.
I mean, why not?
This is, you know, CryptoKitties I at least understood because, well, I guess I understand this as well because there is the racing aspect, which is kind of gamey. But I don't understand the drastic cost involved here. I don't understand how anyone could get into this voluntarily. This seems like something, you'd have to put a gun to, even then, if you put a gun to my head and told me to spend $100,000 on one of these stupid digital horses, I would not do it.
All right, Iskafe, are you serious? Is there really a digital horse?
Well, it's pretty real to these people. It says, in my world, Zed is real. Ebeling said, it exists on a parallel timeline to ours. It's quantum physics. It's 2150 on a planet called Novus Earth. On this Earth, digital horse racing reigns supreme. It's been put in place to balance out wealth.
Hold on. Who is saying this?
Ebeling.
Random lunatic.
No, he made the game, or I can't remember what he is. Oh, he is the virtually human co-founder, which is like the people that make the game.
Okay.
And it's real to him. It says Zed owners are able to use augmented reality tech to view their horses as if it was in their room, the equivalent of teleporting them from a parallel timeline, as Ebeling put it. With an entire world to explore, there's plenty of room to grow, he said. In particular, he's focused on the ways people can make a living within Zed by owning horses, managing stables for others, reporting on developments, or in the future hosting digital events that become Zed's equivalent to the Kentucky Derby.
Does it say what they win? Like, what can the prize be if your digital horse wins a race? If you're paying a lot of money for it, I hope it would be worth it.
I guess it's gambling, right?
Yeah.
And to say they were gambling, so yep. I guess they gamble on which horse is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think it's gambling for you to bet your own horse.
No, but I wonder if, like, if I don't have horses, I wonder if I could come in and bet on a race. I'm going to bet on number 52. That's a good horse.
This article kind of ends pretty fast. It doesn't even bring up the crypto part. Like, this article never explained the crypto part of this. It called it a crypto. Oh, here it is. Sorry. Real world business Atari has signed on to help develop Ebeling's vision, offering its IP for a series of in-game activations, such as themed horses and tracks. The legacy gaming company has created an entire division to focus on blockchain and digital worlds with an eye toward the metaverse, a virtual space where users can interact with each other in various companies. I guess it kind of didn't. I guess the whole crypto part is just that they're represented by NFTs. So maybe you can't even pay crypto for your horse.
Is there a Zed coin? Is there a Zed token?
I would bet that this is all being done on the Ethereum blockchain, like CryptoKitties was.
Yep.
That seems the most likeliest. So Atari is getting involved with this?
Yep, and I guess they'll make, like, Pac-Man or whatever themed, like, horse race areas and horses. I don't know, is that Pac-Man, Atari?
Well, on their site it says, getting started, you have to create a stable so that you can house your horse. You can get into racing. You have to pick a place that you want to race, breeding to create a legacy for your stable, racing classes and progression, which means if your horse is bad, then you don't move up, and understanding the scarcity.
I can't believe anyone is doing this. I mean, I don't object to people playing video games, right, obviously, but this goes a bit beyond that. When you're sinking $100,000 into a digital horse, I think it's time to reevaluate some life choices. How does such a person who's so reckless with money that they acquire $100,000 to spend on a stupid digital horse anyway?
Because they made a really good investment on a coin.
Yeah.
Maybe they just think, like, that's such a good horse, like, its babies will be rich, too, and they can sell them and stuff. But I can only see this being, like, a small hobby people just eventually stop doing. Like, how many people are going to be interested in it?
Well,
How many people are still paying? Is that still a game?
I have no idea. It's been a few years since I've even given it any thought.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't $100,000 expensive.
No, it wasn't a $100,000 kitty.
It was closer to the range of like $200 or $300, I think. There probably were some items that were a few thousand dollars, but not $100,000.
But I still wouldn't want to spend that on a kitty either.
They weren't cute.
I wouldn't spend that on my actual cats. Not unless it's like a vet or something.
Right.
But I mean, if they want a cat toy, no, I'm not buying. Well, obviously, I'm not talking to my cats like that, but I'm not buying them a $200 cat toy.
They're like, Aria, we saw a commercial on TV for this cat toy. It's $1,000.
While you're sleeping.
I wouldn't put it past my cats to do that if they could speak, though. They do have that kind of personality. So in other stories, we mentioned it briefly earlier. A North Carolina man has been fatally shot by a sheriff's deputy. This is also coming from Fox News. A North Carolina man was fatally shot in Elizabeth City on Wednesday morning while law enforcement officers were executing a search warrant at the person's home. One of the ones that I recall most happened in South Haven, Mississippi before I moved up here. It was this Mexican guy that the South Haven police no-knock raided and shot him in the back of the head, killing him. I don't believe anything ever happened with that. It was one of the ones that, you know, the media, it just didn't get media coverage for whatever reason, outside of local coverage. I mean, the media, they executed a false warrant on the wrong address and shot a man in the back of the head and killed him.
It wasn't even the right man?
No.
Wow.
I'm sorry, the wrong address. And they killed him. And that was it.
Oh, because they made a mistake. It's okay. They're going to go to the next house and they'll kill that man and they'll get the right one.
Yeah.
We have enough Americans. We're good.
Andrew Brown Jr. was shot and killed at approximately 8:30 local time while deputies were conducting the search warrant at a home located on Perry Street. I don't think they even shot the guy whose house they were in. We're going to talk more about this. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can weigh in. You can change the subject. Whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House weighed in Wednesday on the police shooting of a knife-wielding teenage girl as she attacked another girl in Columbus, Ohio, by connecting the incident to police violence in minority communities and the death of George Floyd.
We know that police violence disproportionately impacts Black and Latino people in communities, and that Black women and girls, like Black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also saying the death was tragic. After Tuesday's guilty verdict, Derek Chauvin now waits for sentencing in a segregated prison unit. The former Minneapolis police officer was found guilty on all three charges in George Floyd's murder. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling reporters on Wednesday that the Minneapolis police force is now being investigated by his department into their practices and protocols. USA Radio News. A group of lawmakers looking to do something to honor former President Donald Trump.
Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. President Trump carried Trumbull County in the 2020 election with nearly 55% of the vote. Critics of the bill question taking the effort to make the change with so many other pressing issues in the state, as well as the $300,000 in the bill that would be allocated to changing the park signage. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NFL confirming they will release a schedule for all their teams on May 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Ladies' night, apparently, here on Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever you want, though. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And I think it's fitting that tonight would be ladies' night, considering last night was like three heavily bearded people sitting around talking. I mean, if ever there was a dude bro night, that
would have been last night.
Yeah. But we're talking about now a Andrew Brown Jr. who was shot and killed at 8:30 while deputies were conducting the search warrant at a home located nearby. It's unclear whether or not the man who was killed was living at the property that was being searched. The Wavy TV 10 News reported that Brown was shot in his car. Witnesses told the news station he had climbed into his vehicle and had begun to drive away when the deputy struck him. This is all very confusing. You don't generally describe it as striking someone when you shoot
bullet.
Them.
I struck him with my bullet.
What in the hell happened here? Police did not provide details regarding whether Brown was armed or the reason for the search warrant. So they were searching a home. It's unclear. This is very badly written. It's unclear whether this was even his home that was being searched. He gets in his car, evidently a deputy, quote, struck him, whatever that means, and at some point, somewhere along the way, he got shot. It's very confusing. The North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation is looking into the shooting. The races of the deputies were not disclosed, but Wooten said the deputy who struck Brown had been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. So evidently the deputy hit him. And somehow, somewhere along the way, someone got shot.
But if he was in his car driving away, was the deputy chasing after him to hit him?
It sounds like it.
Or maybe he was driving towards the deputies. I mean, that would be the only reason I could see that they would have any justification if he was trying to run them over.
Wooten said that the deputy was wearing a body camera that was on at the time. He declined to say how many shots were fired. District Attorney Andrew Womble said the Bureau of Investigation probe would be thorough and will not be a rush to judgment. The shooting happened at about 8:30. That's useless information. A crowd gathered around the shooting scene, which was blocked off by police tape, and with multiple law enforcement cruisers with their lights flashing, according to footage from Wavy. Keith Rivers, president of the Pawtucket County chapter of the NAACP, called for an independent investigation into the shooting and criticized the sheriff's office for taking hours to release details, even after a crowd of about 100 people gathered near the scene. So, I mean, that doesn't tell us a whole lot about what actually happened there, but it's not surprising. Police, if there's one thing they do really well, it's kill people. And they've been, as you pointed out, Bonnie, they've been doing a lot of that lately. What was the video of the girl with a knife who was recently shot? Have you seen anything about that?
We should pull up an article about it because I haven't read one. I've just seen, like, headlines and tweets about it.
Someone else would have to pull that up. I'm not allowed to just Google things like a normal person.
I will look it up. All I know is that she was 15, and then I read a headline that she was 16, and she had a knife, and she was shot in the chest 4 times.
4 times?
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. That's what I, let's see. 15.
I saw that she was a foster kid in the, like, under custody of the state at the time that this happened, but that was just another, like, headline.
Still, shooting her 4 times in the chest has got to be excessive.
And especially when the cops have, you know, like, armor and stuff like that on them, can they just grab her and not let her stab the other person without
shooting her? Was she trying to stab someone else?
Well, that was, like, apparently what people are claiming, that she was trying to either stab or cut another girl, and that's why she got shot. Not trying to stab or cut the cop, but, like, another girl her age.
This is a story from the Washington Post, posted today. It says, Ohio police fatally shoot black teenage girl just before a Chauvin verdict?
Chauvin.
Yeah. The fatal shooting of a black teenager by Columbus police on Tuesday stoked grief and anger just as the murder conviction of former Minneapolis police officer was being charged and being celebrated as a sign of long elusive accountability for law enforcement. Police said at a late news conference on Tuesday that the girl had threatened 2 others with a knife before the shooting, playing segments of body camera video that showed the victim lunging towards someone in a driveway before an officer fired 4 shots. A knife is visible in the driveway next to the girl as the police perform CPR on her. We know, based on the footage, the officer took action to protect another young girl in the community. But a family is grieving tonight, and this young 15-year-old girl will never be coming home. Family members and Franklin County Children's Services identified the victim as a 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and said she had been in foster care. Police have not named the victim and said that she was 15 years old. Paula Bryant told WBNS that the victim was her daughter, a very loving, peaceful little girl. The incident prompted demonstrators to gather in the neighborhood with the violence unfolded and outside Columbus police headquarters, with many questioning whether police could have taken less lethal actions in the case. Well, I would think so if she was a 15 or 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, don't they generally have tasers? I mean, I realize that they may accidentally reach for their gun thinking it's a taser and then, you know, murder someone that way.
Are they all yellow? Are all tasers yellow that cops carry?
I do not know.
Something like, I think it was Mark pointed out on the show the other day, was just like, they're such different weights. Like, you wouldn't pick up a light thing that's just a taser and feel like it's a gun.
They don't have the same trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely expect anyone over the age of 12 to be able to pick up a handgun and pick up a taser and know which one was which.
That would make sense.
Especially a trained cop would have that ability. But anyone over the age of 12 can pick up a thing and go, oh, yeah, that is way too light to be a gun, or that is way too heavy to be a taser. But yeah. Ideally, yeah, cops. I don't want cops to have tasers either, but a non-lethal method of handling this would have been better than, you know, shooting this teenage girl 4 times.
Yeah, like tackling her. She's a teenage girl.
Yeah, and even if they had to shoot her, like, I don't see any reason they had to shoot her, but if they did, why four times? That's like, I'm going to make sure you're dead. Like, why?
Or, like, shoot her in the leg.
Something like that, yeah.
It goes on to say that neighbor Ira Graham III said that he had just come home from work when he heard shots and ran outside to see a teen girl on the ground badly wounded. It was disorienting coming to so close to the verdict in the case, he said. It's just so ironic, he said. This stuff just never ends. Columbus Interim Police Chief Michael Woods said that just after 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday, police received a 911 call from someone who reported that women were trying to stab them and then hung up. Dispatchers were unable to gather any information about the weapons that were used or at the scene. Body camera footage shows a white officer emerge from a vehicle as the victim appears to chase someone, who falls onto the sidewalk. The teen then turns towards someone else wearing a pink sweatsuit and takes a swing at her head. The officer fires four shots at the girl, leaving her sprawled next to a car in the driveway. She had a knife. She just ran at her, one officer says on the footage. Video taken at the scene by a neighbor shortly after the shooting shows two police officers kneeling over the girl. One is performing chest compressions. She appears unresponsive and blood is pooled on the ground beneath her. Around them, several more officers tape off the area and family and neighbors begin to cry. One neighbor says he shot her four times. Hazel Bryant, who identified herself as the victim's aunt, told the Columbus Dispatch that her niece got into a fight with another person at her foster home.
And police killed her for that.
Yep. Imagine, like, if you heard the whole conversation and that girl was really, like, not in the wrong. You know, like, that makes it even worse. Maybe the other people were just completely bullying her. And I mean, not that that gives you the right to stab someone, but also it just seems more like something that should be mediated than she should be killed for her overreaction. Like, I don't know.
Well, she didn't stab anyone. She may have threatened to, but she certainly didn't stab anyone.
It goes on to say that Bryant said the victim had a knife but had dropped it before the police officer shot her. Ginther and other Columbus officials vowed to release more information as soon as it becomes available and appealed to residents to remain calm as the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation opened a case on the shooting. No matter the circumstances, that family is in agony, and they are in my prayers.
Well, don't be concerned about it because the police are going to investigate themselves and they're going to determine that they did nothing wrong.
Of course.
As they usually do. But did you not say that she was not holding the knife at the time she was shot?
It said that she dropped the knife prior to being shot by the officer.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. We're actually just talking about it during the break. The raids that happened on March the 16th of this year, where I was raided, Renee and Eddie were raided, the property here was raided, Colleen Fordham, again, 60-year-old grandmother raided by the FBI. We were all then arrested and taken into custody, but Ian and nobody remained in custody. You can help them. You can help us, because this case is huge. It's going to be very, very expensive, and it's going to involve a lot of attorneys and probably a year or two of attorneys arguing with each other behind the scenes before it ever even goes to trial. Check out thecrypto6.com if you're interested in doing that. If you're sitting there thinking, oh, well, Bitcoin, these guys have plenty of money. Well, first of all, none of us have any access to cryptocurrency whatsoever at the moment. So that's simply not the case. Check it out, thecrypto6.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Angie.
And Bonnie.
And I'm looking for something else to discuss that hopefully isn't about police killing people. But there's been so much of that lately that it's hard to find.
There was that 14-year-old boy that was running away from the cops in, I think Michigan. He was running away and got shot, too. That was, like, this week. That's why I was saying, like, it seems like they're doing that every day this week. That's weird.
Well, they do it just about every day. Well, they do it every day, in fact. I think in 2019, there were something like 1,200 people killed by police in the United States, which is a little over three a day.
I was going to say, that's like three a day.
So, I mean, it's something always worth talking about, regardless of how depressing it is. I mean, here we are talking about one story about police shooting a guy, and we immediately get off into another story that just happened, a police shooting a 16-year-old girl. Because presumably they had no other way of dealing with the 16-year-old girl.
That seems like a situation where the cop just was so excited to get in this action. He was like, she just lunged at another girl. And then, like, apparently she drops the knife and then he shoots her four times. I see no other explanation than he was just all excited about this situation and wanted to shoot someone.
Well, in general, I think if a person is going to shoot another person, I don't think they typically fire off like one or two shots. It's usually more like three or four.
Why? You're going to stop a 15-year-old girl with one shot. You're going to stop her from, you know, doing whatever she was doing, standing there not holding a knife.
I don't even think it would take a shot to stop a 15-year-old girl that's standing there holding a knife. Even if it's like a huge butcher knife. I mean, if there's a male cop there with any kind of power, they should be able to go up. And if that person swings a knife, they should be able to knock it out of the hand. Don't they have batons?
That's too scary.
Can't they just,
for
like,
them.
Deflect it?
They don't like having a scary job. That's too scary for them.
It does seem cowardly that everything that happens to a police officer, it seems, gets the response of, shoot them. Even if it's a 16-year-old. There was another story about a girl, I think she was 18, who was out in her pajamas a year or two ago, and police shot and killed her. I don't remember any details beyond that, though, because there's so many of these.
Yeah, and we have become accustomed to them, that people don't really get too excited unless it involves some kind of race issue. If like some Joe Bob up the road gets shot, they're like, oh, well, Joe Bob must have been doing something wrong. You know, no one gets really upset.
Yeah, and that's frustrating. When I mentioned on Facebook that I was arrested by the FBI, someone says, what did you do?
I saw that.
And the obvious response was, she got arrested by the FBI. That's all that means. It doesn't mean I did anything to warrant it or deserve it. And just like, and that's the same case when police shoot someone. What did they do? They died. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we know at this point. But even if they had a fake $20 bill or whatever, it's not justification for shooting them or for kneeling on their neck for 9 minutes until they freaking die.
Was it 9 minutes?
I think it was 9 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the whole thing was crazy, yes. And, you know, there were people standing around saying, hey, get off him and stuff like that. But
no one took action, and they probably didn't take action because they saw that this man was going to get killed, and had they taken action, they would probably have been killed themselves.
Exactly. Like, if you saw that man was going to get killed, and yeah, maybe the right thing to do would be stand up and stop the cop from doing it, there are four other cops standing around that are going to probably immediately kill you if you even lunge towards that cop. So, yeah, that was a kind of a helpless situation. I see people all the time criticizing people for not going up and doing something, but we're kind of being oppressed by armed thugs and gangs, and they all have guns, and we're not allowed to use them against them, or not allowed to use any against them, but they're allowed to use them against us and rarely get in trouble for it. So I don't blame anyone.
And it's an issue that the police don't like it when people question their judgment. And that's what people were doing when they were saying, hey, get off his neck, he can't breathe. You know, the police officer had decided that, you know, he could breathe just fine. And it didn't matter that he probably knew he was wrong and that George Floyd was dying. He didn't like having someone say, hey, you're in the wrong here. Lifting his knee would have been admitting that he was in the wrong. It's like when we cop blocked probably 9 months ago here in Keene, these police officers had pulled over some drunk college kids for not turning on their headlights, and one of the passengers pukes like 6 times out into the side of the street. I mean, he's clearly had way too much to drink, may even have alcohol poisoning, can barely stay conscious. I'm begging the police officers to just get this guy some water. They're like, if he wants water, he'll ask for it. Oh, like George Floyd asked for air?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying here?
Because he could speak.
Yeah.
Wow. He'll ask for it.
He's too drunk to ask for water, dude. Are you kidding me? You're a human being. He's a human being. You've been drunk before, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'm sure the cop has as well. And if you're so drunk that you're puking repeatedly into the streets while pulled over by police officers, you are way too drunk and probably need some water.
That poor guy.
But they don't care.
No, they don't.
Because it's not their life. It's not their son. It's not their daughter or whoever.
And you would hope, I guess, that they would have some kind of compassion for people when they pull someone over. That, you know, if I have a family, if I'm a police officer, and, you know, I wouldn't want my kid to go through what some of these people go through, but they don't. They're like, oh, well, my family's better than yours, and this is my job. I'm just doing my job.
That is the line they always go to. And it would be better if police actually had more compassion. But what we see in these cases just over and over again is that whatever humanity they once had was trained out of them sociopathically, to the extent where they don't view us. They can't have compassion for us because they don't view us as human beings.
Well, it's them against us.
Yeah.
Is that, and also that they believe that the laws are the same as morals. Like, they were breaking the law, so they did something wrong, so they deserve what happens to them. They're not thinking about the law being right or wrong, just the law is, and then you're wrong if you're breaking it.
That's most Americans in general, though. That's not just police. There are so many Americans. Do you remember the guy who did the shooting at the Joker movie?
I do remember that.
The Aurora
Redhead
shooting?
Guy.
Yeah, the crazy guy. I actually heard from people who made the argument that he couldn't be a sociopath or a psychopath because he stopped at stop signs and red lights on the way to the jail. They were so convinced that, you know, breaking the law is the same thing as being moral, that this guy who shot up a theater couldn't be a psychopath because he knew that running a stop sign was wrong.
Or he didn't want to get stopped and pulled over before he could go and, you know, murder all of these people.
That's the obvious explanation, right? And that's certainly why he wasn't running stop signs and stuff on the way there. But even if he wasn't, for whatever reason, he wasn't running stop signs and red lights, that has nothing to do with right or wrong.
Nope.
It would be wrong to run a stop sign and, you know, run over a pedestrian. But to just run a stop sign, that's not, there's nothing moral or immoral about that. It's just traveling.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, the stop sign by our studio is pretty stupid.
It is stupid. There's no reason whatsoever for there to be a stop sign right there. But, and I think even a cop has said that on video, that it's stupid.
Oh my God.
The one here?
Yeah.
Who was it? Someone told me that the things that for traffic laws are just suggestions. A friend of mine. They said they're just suggestions, and you can choose whether to abide by the suggestions or to do your own thing.
No cop, no stop.
There you go.
I wish they were only suggestions, but too often they're not. I mean, they're backed by a lot more than a suggestion.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You'll get in a lot of trouble.
You absolutely can. So it's better to stop at stop signs and, you know, be a proper little serf and obey all the stupid little laws that Caesar has thrown out for you to follow, but the average American commits 3 felonies a day, so it's almost impossible to abide all of these laws.
Well, I like being above average.
603-283-6160, that's the call-in line. Take control of the airwaves, third hour coming up, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.